Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Smithson, CEO, and Josh Egan, CFO of Mark's Electrical Group. MRK is the ticker there. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. Yep. How are we doing?
Yeah.
Sunny
Leicester. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad you could join us on today because, of course, it is Black Friday and we'll talk about that in a bit, but probably your busiest day. But before we get into that, like a newly listed, IPO'd on the 5th of November, and so it's a big year for you. Could you explain for people who are not familiar what Mark's Electrical Group is all about, please?
Yeah. Thanks, Justin. Yeah, what we do, we sell major domestic appliances and TV. We sell high-end premium products in particular. So you're looking at, say, £2,000 Samsung American fridge freezers or £1,000 Miele washing machines. We don't go after particularly, say, the £200 Beko washing machine. We go after high-end premium product. We deliver it all on our own vehicles. We do it all the recycling. We do the installation. It's all done via our own fleet and our own delivery drivers. We don't have any HGV drivers, by the way. They're all employed by us. We've got a huge warehouse in Leicester, very close to the M1. So it's great geographically. We don't have satellite warehouses like a lot of our competition do. So it's very simple. All the stock comes in here. Everybody works under one roof. We've got 200 staff approximately all based at this one site. It's great for attracting talent, and it's great for the geographic logistical position. So it's ideal for our free next day delivery. That's one of our key USPs, the fact that we actually offer free delivery 7 days a week, anywhere from Newcastle down to Exeter. So 99% of the population of England we can deliver free to tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you know what, Mark? What I love hearing you there, I know straight away that you are an owner operated. Didn't you found this? It was 1987, wasn't it? You found the business, but you can tell straight away, you know, back to front. And in fact, there's a stat out saying one of the best performing stocks in the markets generally are companies that have been listed by owner operators, you know. And so you've been there from the start, haven't you?
Yeah, I thought you could see my grey hair, but then I realised we've not got a video link, Justin.
Yeah. Well, how about Black Friday? Does that give you grey hair? What is it like today? Is it busy?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, it's great seeing all the staff here, and you sit here looking around the offices. It's just fantastic. I think when I started nearly 35 years ago on my own in that little shop, it was a similar sort of day, raining, wet, a bit dismal. And now we've got 200 odd people and seeing them all here answering the phones, record number of sales. We've had record inbound stock, record outbound stock, and that's pre-today. Today we've got, I'd say, record sales again. We'll no doubt we'll have the traffic's record again. So it's just brilliant to just keep breaking everything.
Yeah. Well, listen, talk about records. Let's go over to the figures guy, Josh, there, CFO. You had the financial results out for six months, ended the 30th of September. Some record figures in there. Take us through some of the highlights, if you could, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. So yeah, we had a really good half year in the first half up to the end of September, as you said. We had 78% revenue growth. So that was versus a major domestic appliances market that was up about 12%. We were up 78%. So we managed to take our market share from 1.2% at the end of the full year last year in March to about 1.5% by the half year. So that was really good. Profitability was strong. We did 8.1% EBITDA margin, which, as you'll know, is quite good for a retailer in this space. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that I'd point to as well is we have really, really strong cash conversion. So we've got a highly cash generative business here. And we have operating cash conversion that was very strong in the first half, and we expect that to continue quite well in the second half too.
Yeah, I've seen that. $6 million in the first half there. Free cash flow margin 16%. It's very good there. Let's talk about that market share, because you've gone from, this is a growth in domestic appliances market share from 1.2% in full year 2021 to 1.5% in H1 2022. So how are you achieving this? And how are you gaining market share in quite a competitive sort of field there?
Well, yeah, a very good question, Justin. I mean, we are the UK's best kept secret. No one's heard of us. So we've got a fantastic business model that works very efficiently. I've invested a lot in the back end technology, the IT systems, which has helped drive the business. But we've managed to invest a lot more money now in marketing, which is, that's the key. Just get our name in front of the people. Once you've bought from us, you will continue to buy from us because we hold huge levels of stock. Particularly premium appliances, and we deliver it ourselves. You know, that's the key part. So once you bought from us, you will continue to buy from us.
Yeah. And talk through the stock bit as well, because I know, you know, lots of people complain at the moment. It's in the headlines every day about supply chain issues. How are you getting around this? Is that why, yeah, just by holding stock, yeah, and ordering early?
Yeah, but you've still got to keep replenishing it, and you obviously you want to get your stock turn or improve it, but it's, you know, I couldn't get in the car park this morning. We've got that many lorries queuing up outside. We've increased our stock order in the last week by some 10%, which is great. So even though we've got huge volumes going out, we've actually managed to increase the level of stock.
Yeah. And how do you, looking forward, how do you intend to continue to grow, guys?
Marketing. That's the real key part of the business that we've been a bit lightweight on previously.
I'd add to that, Mark. It's really about brand awareness for us, Justin. You know, lots of people have not heard of Mark's Electrical. As Mark mentioned, we offer a market-leading customer service. We've got stock availability. You know, we've got great prices. It's just people haven't heard of us across England. We did a survey in summer, and we found out that of 1,700 adults in England, only 6% of people had heard of Mark's Electrical. So it really shows you the size of the opportunity for us to grow if we can just get in front of more people. So we're launching TV campaigns. We're doing a lot more online marketing as well. So really just trying to get in front of more people, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you've got that, you know, like you said, high ratings on Trustpilot and all that, and like I say, you do deliver, you know, next day, free of charge, customer service is spot on, people will come back. It's just they have to be aware of you, I suppose that's all it is. Excellent stuff. So, guys, on the front page of Vox Markets, there is a list of 10 companies. They are the top 10 most followed companies. And, of course, they get on that list by people hitting the follow buttons on the company pages. So to get on that list, if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Mark's Electrical and add you to their watch list.
Okay, thanks, Justin. So really fast revenue growth, high margin for retail and highly cash generative. Secondly, tiny market share of an enormous $5 billion major domestic appliance market. So even if we took 10% market share, that would be 10 times our revenue last year. And then thirdly, a very slick operating model with the best customer service in the entire market, delivered by our own fleet of delivery drivers.
Excellent stuff.
I'll go on and on. But,
yeah, no, that's good. Listen, we'll save the others for the next podcast. But Mark and Josh, thanks for taking the time on Black Friday. And hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much indeed, Justin. Have a nice day.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.